Zakte de Mishnevaita, Mesech de Saita, Perik Tes, Mishna Yod Beis, Mishemesu Nevi'im Harashainim. When the Nevi'im Harashainim, who were during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, passed away, Batlu Urim V'tumim. One of the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol is the Chayshin. The Chayshin he wore on his chest. The Chayshin was folded over. Inside the fold was a piece of pyramid with the Shem HaMefoyash, with Hashem's name on it. That's called Urim V'tumim. Now, on the Chayshin, you had the 12 precious stones. We had the names of the Shvatim, the names of the Avais, and the words Shiftei Ka. There was a time when there was a Shaila in Klal Yisrael that was Negeya to the Tzibur, they would ask the Urim V'tumim. The Kohen Gadol would steer the stones of the Chayshin, and he would see Beruach HaKodesh like protrude out. To Ruach HaKodesh, he would have to put together the letters to understand the Tshuva. When the Nevi'im had a Shainim, the Nevi'im that were alive during the times of Vais Rishon passed away, Klal Yisrael no longer had this special gift. Now, there were Nevi'im after Bayis Rishon. Chagi, Zechariah, Malachi all lived at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, but they still no longer had the Urim V'tumim. Weiter sagt der Mishnah Mishachar, the Beis HaMikdash when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Batel HaShamir. Shamir was a kind of worm, very small worm, size of a barleycorn, but it would split stones. The cutout for the names of the Shvatim on the stones of the Eifer and the Chayshin, they couldn't use a knife to chisel it out, because the Pasuk says, Yu bim luaisa. The stones had to remain complete. And if you would chisel in with even the most delicate of knives, it would take away part of the stone. So what they would do is, they would write the names of the Shvatim with ink on the stones, and then they would place this Shamir on the ink, and the stone would split on its own, and nothing would be missing from the stone. So the use of the Shamir, they no longer had during Bayis Sheni. Tosfos says it means from Churban Bayis Sheni. During Bayis Sheni itself, they still had it. If not, how can they buy stones for the Eifod? And we know during Bayis Sheni they bought stones for the Eifod. From which story? From the story of Dama ben Asina. Remember that story? He didn't want to wake up his father, even though they came to buy the stones of the Eifod, which he had. And later his reward was that they had to buy a part of Duma from him. So you see that they were buying the stones of the Eifod, says Tosfos. So our Mishnah means from the Churban of Bayis Sheni. We no longer have the Shamir. Weiter says the Mishnah, V'noifes Tzufim. There's a special kind of honey that comes from a place in Eretz Yisrael called Tzufim. This was an unbelievable honey. Its color, its taste, the aroma. That was lost with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Upasku Anshei Amona. People that completely believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course there are people that believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the Torahs. But in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you had people that had total Amona. They were absolutely certain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would provide for them. So they were very generous when it came to money for Hidra Mitzvah or Tzedakah or for Shabbos and Yom Tov. They didn't believe for one second that something would be missing because they're giving money for Tzedakah. That's how the Tosfos Yom Tov explains it, based on Rashi. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hoshia Hashem ki gamir chasid. Hashem save us. Ki gamir chasid. But the main raya is from the end of the Pasuk, says the Tosfos Yom Tov. The end of the Pasuk is, Kifasu emunim mibnei adam. Those who had the total emunah, they disappeared. They're not here for mankind. Now again, of course there are people that have emunah, but not that level of emunah. That's why we're crying for the Beis HaMikdash, to be rebuilt. And because we don't have that level of emunah, that's why things get worse, not better. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Meshum Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Miyom Shechar of Beis HaMikdash, from the day that Bayis Sheni was destroyed, Ein Yoim She'ein by Klala, there's no day without a Klala. The Gemara explains that each day's curse is worse than the day before. Vila Yorad Hatal LeBracha, and the dew doesn't come down in a way that it gives bracha. Before the Churban Abayis, the dew gave a bracha to the land. It produced a huge amount of peiros. And even the peiros that do grow, they don't have the same taste. V'nital tam peiros. The flavor has been removed. The tam has been removed from the fruit. Rabbi Yossi says, Avnital shoymen ha-peiros. The nutrition of the food has also been removed. So our Mishnah told us, Mishamesu Nevi'im Ereshayim, in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, they no longer had the Urim V'Tumim. The